Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live, folks, 1 hour away from Pensacola. So we are moving in on our final destination, which will be tomorrow. And of course, that's going to be at the Encounter Church, Live in Liberty Summit. And I'm going to be there with Andrew Mueller, Alex Newman, Curtis Bauer, and myself. That will start at 6:30. I strongly suggest that if you are in the Florida area and you plan on showing up at the events, I suggest that you get there a little early, because I got a pretty good idea that we're going to have a packed house and maybe even overflow. Again, that will be at 825 West 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, Florida, tomorrow, May 24th at 6:30 in the p.m., probably 6:30. I'd probably get there about 5:45, just a heads up. Also want to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do, because I want to show you some images and some videos. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. Subscribe to that page. Again, we're dealing with heavy censorship. Rumble's now beginning to do this. We have noticed over the last 3 months. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SOL Radio Live at the top there. Subscribe and or give us a view over at BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, just setting the record straight. Now, listen carefully, folks, because I've got much to cover, and hopefully we're going to get caught up on some of the things that we didn't get to yesterday. But again, the reason I say that is because, as the people say, it's the fastest hour on national radio. It truly is. So let's get this kicked off here. Listen to what was said in 1957 by General Douglas MacArthur. This is in 1957, okay? This is what he said. He said, "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear," okay? "Because fear," said Jim McDermott, "can get people to do whatever they want them to do." Okay, he was a congressman that was a sitting representative during September 11, 2001. Again, listen to what MacArthur said. "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency, and always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it." Now, does this sound familiar, friends? Absolutely. And the reason I'm bringing that up right now is because I want you to see this. This is making its way across the mainstream media, CIA-controlled Mockingbird media's networks right now. Second human case of bird flu linked to dairy cows found in Michigan. Doesn't anybody think that that's kind of ironic? And does anybody recollect me telling you over and over and over again that they're going to re-engage and they're going to go ahead and attack again and again and again and again? Yeah, well, yesterday, folks, the reason I'm bringing this up is yesterday I was on Alex Jones' show, and he had brought up the bird flu hysteria takes flight. Anybody that's paying attention knew this was coming because they were already planned. They were already predicting another pandemic. Now, what's interesting is Alex Newman said on his headline, is the bird flu an entry for the World Health Organization pandemic power grab? Of course it is, because they need a crisis right now. Let me go back to September 11th for a moment. Do you remember when the TSA was not getting a pass by the American people and the powers that are tolerated were attempting to Europeanize the airports by putting something in called the TSA, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Remember how the people didn't go for it? And then just right on cue, somebody went through and put up a big red flag, and then all of a sudden the people said, no, we better get the TSA intact to go ahead and violate our Fourth Amendment for our safety and for our security, say they. Do you remember how they actually advocated and created that crisis to push it a little bit further? It's called the Hegelian dialectic, friends. It means they push the envelope two steps forward, and they take a step back, but they got their foot in concerning the agenda and the door open that they wanted open. And then what do? They come in and push it again and push it again and push it again. Well, that's what, in fact, is happening here, friends. It's exactly what's happening. And again, I want to basically remind everybody that I had shared this with you literally hundreds of times since the last pandemic, that they were going to reengage and they were going to attack on another day. Well, friends, guess what? It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. I also want you to consider at the same time, friends, they're pushing the father of the vaccine back into office, right? And it's also interesting to note, if anybody, again, is paying attention statistically as to the death toll in America alone, 20 million people dead. It has been recorded for concerning those that have taken the experimental jab. Okay? So what they do is they create the problem, then they come in and play the problem solver. Remember Adolf Hitler's plea to the people is, this is for your health? And then what they did is began to tear away at all the laws, just like the WHO is trying to do right now. You know what's sad about it is some people just don't get it. Some people just don't learn from history. And I go down this trail quite a bit, friends, because I don't want to see it repeat itself. And the way it stops, friends, is when we learn from history. And when we learn from history, we put a stop to the plight and the tactics of the tyrants or the despots or these people that think that they are above the law, not just in the United States, but on a worldwide basis. Americans, we are ruled by law in this country, not by the WHO, not by the Department of Health, not by the unconstitutional acts of these tyrant governors that played along, every single one of them, over the last 3 years. And the fact of the matter is either we're going to be ruled by law, because law applies to our said representatives as well as it does apply to us. And if they don't follow the rule of law, the laws, might I add, that they swore that they would uphold, well, then we hold them accountable. We impeach them and we prosecute them. I want to come right back on the other side of the break just to show you, if you've not heard this before.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, do you remember when the Chicago mayor, you know, a little mob head, dead fish Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, folks, have we learned from history that they're the ones creating the crises? And the fact of the matter is that they're creating them, and again, they're then coming in playing the problem solver. Isn't it interesting that every time they come in after a crisis to play the problem solver, they go ahead and do their best to eradicate laws that basically prevent them from doing the things that they're doing? I mean, during the pandemic, for example, do you remember the federal judges that were saying that this is a violation of the 14th Amendment? Do you remember the state judges that were standing up and saying no more to what the dictatorial governors were doing, like that in Michigan and that in California and then every other state across our union? Yeah, I know, I get it too. But the fact of the matter is, it's also interesting that the people submitted to the tyrant rather than the law, because they seen their responsibility in having to uphold the law against the tyrant. So what they did, instead of taking responsibility, they gave way to the tyrant. So the American people are doing it to themselves. And again, if they don't want to be the law, then you're going to be ruled either by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. The American people are choosing the tyrants. Here, let me show you how this has gone down in the past. And it's been played out over the last, let me just say, six decades in this country. And again, if you haven't heard this, you need to share these videos. In the 1960s, we had Vietnam, right? And then we found out that it was about $2 trillion that the military-industrial complex and corruption in the halls of government made off the blood of our soldiers. You all remember that? Yeah, me too. And so do the veterans from Vietnam. In the 1970s, we had something called the energy crisis. Remember what MacArthur said, there's always some new sort of crisis, and we need to blindly rally behind the government. And notice that every crisis that's created, friends, they eradicate our God-given rights. And folks, it's for us to actually stand up and fight the good fight of faith, which is found in 1 Timothy 6:12. Do you remember the AIDS virus? in the 80s, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya. This is all in the 1980s. Do you also remember in the 1980s, friends, when George W. Bush, Daddy Bush, do you remember when he said over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit that we can now have a new world order out of the chaos? Yep. Hey, folks, that's all you have to do is look to the fact of those that are creating the chaos are those are the ones creating the new order. That's what they're doing. Don't ask me. Ask George Herschel Walker Bush, who's now in hell because he refused to repent before a just and a holy God because he wanted to go ahead and serve the devil to see how it would work out for him here. But what he found, friends, just like so many other dictator wannabes, that their money bought them nothing. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. Furthermore, Scripture tells us in Psalm 22 that no man is able to save their own soul alive. These people dare the justice of God, and then when they bow their knee before my big brother and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, then guess what they want to do? Like the rich man in Luke 16, they want to come back and tell their brothers, listen, this is the real deal. But what did Abraham say? Listen, they have Moses and the prophets. And what did the man in hell say? He said, listen, he goes, I just want to say this. You know, if one comes back from the dead and goes back and warns them, you know what? They'll basically repent is what he was saying. And the Lord said, no, that's not the case. They have Moses and the prophets. See, this is what the preachers in America have failed to do, is to preach the law and the prophets, because that is the foundation of the church, first and foremost. Let me continue on. Do you remember in the 1990s, the war in Panama? That was a drug war. Do you remember the Gulf War? These are all under Bush, by the way. Do you remember the Somalia Civil War? Do you remember the Bosnian War, the illegal drug wars, and in the 1990s again? Do you remember all that? Yeah, me too. Then in 2000, the Afghan War, which was another drug war, the Iraq War, the Syrian War. Do you remember in the 2000s, friends, when the Y2K was going to destroy us all? Do you remember that? Yeah, me too. I remember the hysteria that was pushed to the mainstream media. And it was nothing but fear, fear, fear behind everything. Fear of consequence, no fear of God. Do you remember in 2001, it was the anthrax that was going to kill us all? You guys all remember that? Yep, yep, me too. 2002, the West Nile virus was going to kill us. In 2003, SARS was going to kill us. In 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us. In 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. In 2008, financial collapse was going to distress. This is all that which was promulgated by the Mockingbird media on the people, not just of America, but on a worldwide basis. Who's driving the narrative? The same people that are driving it today. Do you remember in 2008, the financial collapse that was going to destroy us, the financial collapse? Yep, me too. Do you remember in 2009, the swine flu that was going to kill us all? You remember this, friends? This is all your government. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world. Do you remember all that? It's always some sort of fear to drive you into submission. Okay? Submission, that's what they're looking for. Do you remember in 2013, North Korea was going to cause World War III? I remember that. Yeah, I do. Remember 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill everybody? And then in 2015, they created another monster, and this one was ISIS. And you guys all know ISIS is the CIA, and Al-Qaeda is the CIA agency and organization to basically use them to destabilize other countries so they can go ahead and dominate those countries. Well, you don't think so? Well, that's why we have 737 military bases in over 140 countries. I can't find that in the U.S. Constitution. You're starting to see how this works, friends? Remember in 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill everybody? Do you remember in 2020, the coronavirus was going to kill everybody? Oh, and it did, but it wasn't the virus that killed anybody, friends. It was their experimental jabs. It was their resolve. Remember when I told you they create the crisis and then they bring in the resolve? It was their resolve concerning the experimental jabs that have murdered and genocided over 20 million people. This is common knowledge, Americans. This isn't something new that's taking place here. This is something that we've seen over and over and over again. Listen to this. Do you remember when Congressman Jim McDermott, I brought this up during the first segment, but I want you to hear it again. He said right after September 11th, oh, and P.S., when they signed on to this unconstitutional act of tyranny called the Patriot Act, notice how they label these acts. Notice that not one person, not one said representative read that bill. You want to know why? Because at 3:30 in the morning, that bill was pushed on our said representative. Right? Well, let me go back to Congressman Jim McDermott. What did he say? He said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. See, folks, this is why our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by the word of God or we're going to be ruled by bayonets. Some might say that this is soft tyranny, but I got to tell you, tyranny is tyranny. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And how long are you Americans, how long are you going to suffer their injustices? Because you see that what we need in this country is justice and nothing short of it. And we're not getting justice. I brought up the fact that we've heard from none other than our friend Augustine, who had said, what is sovereignty? Without justice, he said it's organized robbery. And that's exactly what it is. The American people are being spoiled at every given turn. And who's driving the narrative to spoil the American people? Look at all these political organizations that are being used by the mainstream media with small portions of them. And I'm talking about the likes of Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about the likes of the sodomite agenda and the new one they're creating now. Folks, it's not the people that support them. It's the said representatives that are supporting the very crimes that they're supposed to be condemning. And what I'm saying is they're using these organizations as political battering rams to upend your Constitution, just like they're using now a virus in its place. Do you not see this? What happens when a virus comes onto the scene? Well, just go ahead and look at SB 2006 in Ron DeSantis' state, right, where he's supposed to represent the people by upholding the law and protecting them from the criminals that are spoiling them. You know what that bill does, friends? It gives power to the the Department of Health in Florida to go ahead and vaccinate the people, as they call it, against their will, and also to quarantine the people of Florida against their will. This is just the beginning of what the American people are bringing upon themselves because they fail to deal with the corrupt. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, 1-866-582-9.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Florida here, folks. 92 degrees today is the high, and we're about an hour away from Pensacola. We got up early this morning, and we drove about 6 or 7 hours, I believe. And in the process of doing so, tomorrow we're going to be at the Encounter Church, May 24th at 6:30. We have several speakers. I'm going to be one of them, along with Alex Newman, Andrew Miller, and Curtis Bauer. And I'm excited about being there, folks, but I'm just giving you a heads up. If you're going to be there and you're going to show up, do show up a little bit early, because I got a real good idea, friends, as to what we're going to be dealing with tomorrow. It's going to be a real event. So get there early so you can get a seat, okay? Again, that's going to be in Pensacola at Encounter Church in Pensacola, Florida. Folks, if you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. I want to show you something. Let's switch gears up a little bit. I want you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. We've all seen and we've all heard of it, obviously. And I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that most people have seen The Wizard of Oz. And I've given several parables on The Wizard of Oz, and giving names and then, you know, their characteristics. And then I said, at the end of my parable in sharing the story, and I'm going to share another one with you right now, is be the Toto. Because Toto didn't take counsel from his fears. He went and he pulled the curtain back from the little old man behind the curtain trying to scare everybody with the use of Oz. I just want to throw this at you, and I want you to tell me what your thoughts are. Again, 1-866-582-9933. So when you look at The Wizard of Oz, what's interesting about it is when you look at the straw man, he represents that fictional, all caps legal fiction, the person. He wanted a brain, but he got a certificate, okay? The birth certificate. Listen carefully. The tin man, the tin, you know, taxpayer identification number, He was a robotic avatar who worked tirelessly until his body literally froze up and stopped functioning. The heartless and emotional robot creature who worked himself to death because he had no heart or no soul. Isn't that what we see today? Absolutely. What about the cowardly lion? Well, he was a bully, but was actually a true coward when someone stood up to him. Like most bullies, he lacked true courage, and in the end, the wizard gave him an official recognition award, authority, and status. Now, the Wizard of Oz used magic, smoke, flames, and holograms. Sound familiar, Americans? But all of it were there and were tricks and illusions to push fear and compliance to make people do what he commanded them to do. See, the truth is, the wizard had no real power. Listen, Americans, the truth is the wizard has no real power and only used illusions to create false power and authority. People ask the question, why do you constantly bring up the fact that there's 329.5 million people in this world? Why do you constantly bring up the fact that their opposition is less than 1.7% of the population for this very purpose? Why do you constantly equate it to Saul Alinsky, who said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is? Guess how they throw that illusion out there, Americans? They use the mainstream media to browbeat you into submission. And what is the illusion and deception they want to convey over to the people? That there's more of them than there are of us. No, friends, they're scared to death of the mob. And I'm talking about the lawful mob. I'm not talking about the submersive workers of iniquity, as the Bible talks about in Matthew 7. No, I'm talking about the lawful mob. They're scared to death. If it wasn't true, why is there a January 6th? Why is there over 1,200 people behind bars right now? Why are they working tirelessly to try to submit, or should I say browbeat, anybody into submission that dare exercises their God-given rights? Why? Because they're scared to death that you're going to figure out what Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is conveying to you right now. Hey, folks, they don't have any power. You know what power they have? They have power over your unbelief. They have power over the fear of man, which brings a snare. They have power over you when you believe their lies. That is where they win. Hey, folks, if it wasn't true what I'm conveying to you right now, why are they censoring people like me? Why are they suppressing information that we're trying to convey to you if it wasn't true? Because, Americans, the enemy is selling you out. And you know they're selling you out. And they're selling you out under the guise of the good guys, on the what they call the Republican side of government, which does not constitutionally exist. Let me go on here. So the Wicked Witch pushed fear through intimidation. She was after Toto and controlled the Flying Monkey Police. Do you remember this in Wizard of Oz? She was the policy enforcer. She was the mischievous demons, which also represent the Bar Association, the attorneys who are making a lot of money off of selling out their people. But I want to say this to all of you attorneys out there that are just doing your job, as you say. You might want to look at Matthew 23 and understand why Jesus woed you, jokers. Because you withhold the keys of knowledge. You could care less who wins the day, at least temporarily, until it catches up to your kids, because rest assured it's going to catch up to you and your kids. You're willing to sell out because this system of what they call justice, which is a system of injustice in America today, you win either way. And Americans, I got a question for you. And if you want to answer the question, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Why is it that the American people that suffer abuse of lawbreakers, why is it that we have to hire an attorney? Why is it that we have to come up with all of this money to get justice? I want to tell you why. First of all, it's unconstitutional. It's un-American. It's not what our forefathers established at all. It's a system of indulgence that's been set up in the place of justice. Okay? And how many times did the Lord say, let's go over to Mark 7 in thought. This comes to my aid. He said, you make void the commandments of God. And why? because they take heed to the commandments of men. And what were the parables and analogies Jesus gave unto us? How that justice goes for naught because you do it, you overlook it because somebody gave you money in doing so. That is not a good place to put yourself. You are selling off justice. The Bible talks about in the book of Amos how it's turned into wormwood. And that means someone's being paid off to overlook justice. And what happens? We breed a system of injustice, and it's exactly what you've got today, Americans. It's exactly what you've got today. You leave off the commandments of God in the place of men, and then you wonder why you're under a curse. How many times do we need to make reference to the scripture in Jeremiah 17, verse 5? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and does it his way, and keeping his commandments, his justice, and his statutes to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. How many times does he convey that to us? Or if we don't want that, we can go ahead and put ourselves under the injustices of man as they continuously rape and pillage the American people in the face of their injustice. It's what's happening today, okay? The American people have nobody but to blame but themselves for tolerating this system of injustice. Let me go on here. The wicked witch pushed fear through intimidation. Listen carefully. Who is she after? Who is the wicked witch in the Wizard of Oz? Who was she after? She was after Toto. Why? Because Toto kept pulling the curtain back. He kept putting his nose where the witch didn't want it, right? These are the agencies that have been put up by the federal government, which PS, Postage Script, is a creature of the state, not the other way around. The federal government is now the tail wagging the dog. Why is that happening, Americans? Because, Americans, you're tolerating this. Let me go on here. The Wicked Witch, not only did she try to hunt down Toto, but she also controlled the Flying Monkey Police, these agencies, the policy enforcers. How many of these agencies that have been created are completely unconstitutional? And then you wonder why they're violating innocent people? Really, Americans? These are the policy enforcers, the mischievous demons, which also represents, again, the Bar Association who attack and control all the little people for the great crown wizard, the crooked bankers of Oz, obsessed with gold. Is it true? I mean, folks, don't shout me down. It's absolutely true. In the field of poppies, they were not real humans, so drugs had no effect on them, but Dorothy was drugged. Do you remember this? The Wizard of Oz was written at the time when Rockefeller and the big pharma began to take over medicine and education for those that did not know. The Crown was actually the largest drug dealer, and after their takeover of the drug distribution in China, they began to expand all around the world. Pay attention, Americans. Toto was what the Wicked Witch was really after, because Toto in Latin means in total. Toto exposed the Wizard of Oz and had no fear. Despite being very small compared to the great wizard, no one noticed him outside of the fact that, and I'll be that Toto, I'll be that fool for Christ to say, I'm going to keep pulling that curtain back, friends, until you see that it is nothing but a bunch of controllers, a small amount of controllers at the top, using the mainstream media and these agencies and these attorneys to go ahead and intimidate you and to browbeat you into total submission to their will. Are you going to give way to it? We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me finish this up concerning the Wizard of Oz and the little analogy that I'm giving you here in the equation to what is in fact happening here. I just got done sharing with you all of the players, the characteristics, and equating them to what in fact is in play here. I want to go back to Toto and understand that the church is called to be that Toto. We are called to reprove the works of darkness. Ephesians 5:11, and we are to take vengeance on the very things that we see today when our obedience is fulfilled, Scripture tells us. But I also want to go back and have you understand, Toto, the little dog in the Wizard of Oz, he's the one that pulled the curtain back on the Wizard of Oz and its magical schemes. Again, it was little Toto that pulled the curtain back on the wizard and his magical schemes. This is the job of the church. This is the job of the church. A curtain also means the end of an act or scene. He pulled the curtain and started barking until others paid attention. Is that not what we have been doing here on the Sons of Liberty for 20 years on national radio? Yes, we're barking. I don't care how demeaning that sounds to some people, but it's our job. We're protesting. We're Protestants here because we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail. Toto pulled the curtain back and started barking until others paid attention. Hypothetically, giving everyone the red pill. The curtain hid the corporate legal fiction and its false courts. 1871, America was incorporated. I'm absolutely, I got to tell you, and I hear this constantly everywhere I go. People talking about, that's not who we are. You know, we're set up as a corporation, this, that, and the other thing. They complain about what they tolerate, and then they try to go out and tell everybody how stupid they are for going to, going along with the system that they sit there and tolerate. I mean, as if to suggest, they're going to blame the bad guys for being the bad guys without actually holding them accountable to their crimes. Well, that's what they do. Believe me, they do it all day long. And then they act like they're telling you something that you just don't get. Speaking of which, people complain about the incorporation. They complain about the system that has been set up in this country over the last 120 years. I totally agree. But instead of just merely complaining about it, the question that I have for you is, how come it goes no further than just you complaining about what you tolerate? You're just as hypocritical as the people that put these corporations in place. And I'll tell you, it's really hard when I'm around that. And I can also tell you, I surround my people or myself with people like King David did. I'm a companion of those that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. It's hard to find people that understand you have to take it a little bit further than just telling everybody what the problem is. And I'm going to be in Michigan on June 1st. It's going to be the We the People event. This will be for We the People by We the People on June 1st, 2024, from 1 to 6 p.m. This will be at 4471 East Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. There's going to be six or seven different speakers there that are part of the culture war that are warring against the very things that most people just complain about and tolerate. They're going to be educating the people as to how the job gets done. You know, that's why I'm absolutely humored when I hear people say certain things to me. Well, Bradley, what are you doing, man? That's all you do is hide behind the microphone. You might want to do yourself a favor, and before sticking both feet in your mouth, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do yourself a favor before you leave a comment or you say something that you have no knowledge or understanding as to when it comes to who we are and what it is that we have done and what it is that we are doing. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we're going to be in Michigan, and we're going to bring forth these answers as well as being in Pensacola on tomorrow afternoon at the Encounter Church. Now, I want to get back to something that we were hitting yesterday, and I want you to listen carefully because yesterday, and I made three strong points today, and I want to go back to something that we didn't get to yesterday because we had two phone calls come in during the last segment. So let me go back to that. I was told, I'm going to give you a quick summation of this, and then I'm going to make a couple more points. But I was told that, you know, there's this guy that he's going to be one of the speakers with us. I don't know him, and I'm sure he's a great guy. But I was making distinction yesterday with the fact that I noticed that men can get away with things where other men will praise those men. And then I noticed that there's men of God that are sent to do the same thing, and the only thing that they reap is scoffings, mockery, death threats. Oh, the list goes on. And I also noticed that one comes in power. I also noticed that one doesn't. One with the anointing, one without the anointing. And I also noticed that there's those that bear the cross and those that talk about the cross. And I was talking about how someone was, you know, receiving, the speakers received these accolades for a documentary he's done. A documentary he's done about what's going on in the schools, and yet we've been in 365 public schools, and it doesn't seem like people really want the answers, because if they did, I got a question for you. Why is this man that did a documentary receiving the accolade when, in fact, we're the ones that actually went in there and did the job? Am I looking for accolade? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, yesterday I'd even brought up the point that out of the 365 high schools that we did, in 25 different states, including several in this state of Florida, 10 to 20 of them, I did Pensacola, Florida High School, as a matter of fact. Interestingly enough, I'm on the radio there, and I'm also coming back to do a major event there tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. But yesterday I said we even had to raise all the money to do these high school events. And then somebody came back and completely missing the point. And they said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. That's not my point at all. I'm not telling you we had to raise the money in doing the high schools because we were looking for accolades. If we were doing that, we would have did it the other way around. We wouldn't have done them until we had the money. No, we did them, and then we raised the money in the process. You're missing the point. What I'm saying is that which is highly esteemed among men, that which is highly esteemed among men, listen carefully, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. That was my point. That was all I was saying. It's amazing to me because there's two different voices. And when you read 1 John chapter 4, verse 5, it talks about those that are of the world and those that hear the voice of God. And Jesus continuously gave that same analogy in giving us understanding in parables when he said, to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And also he talked about those that have eyes to see. What I'm trying to get people to understand is the church's road is the low road. We're not going to receive accolades from the world. We're going to reap scorn. And we're going to reap it from the good guys, as they call themselves. Those that are well-intended, the do-gooders, those that aren't born from the Spirit of God, they're going to be the ones, just like the Pharisees of the day, that are going to say, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Donald Trump. I'm just here to tell you, that's my point. And folks, we're going to be scoffed. We're going to be mocked. We're going to be badgered by the mainstream media because if you look at Revelation 12, verse 17, Satan himself only what? He only persecutes and goes after those that keep the commandments of the Lord, those that are anointed of the Lord, period. Okay? So I wanted to make sure we all understand that because when I look over at 1 Corinthians, I look at chapter 4, read 1 Corinthians chapter 4 when you get a moment, and then when you get a moment as well, go over to that of 2 Corinthians 11, and look at the things that Paul went through in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did he receive accolade of men? Absolutely not. Men were the problem. And I'm putting that in comparison to what we see in this country today. Why is it that we see men receiving awards from men and disobedience to God, and yet we see those that are in obedience to the Lord be rejected by those same men? I think it's pretty clear. Folks, we're going to come back in 23 hours. Do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Consider supporting the ministry and keeping it out there by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Also, check out the store. These are your ideas. They're great conversational starters. I got 3 brand new books out there right now. sonsoflibertymedia.com. And friends, what we'll do is we'll pick up from here tomorrow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.